Today is Wednesday, September 4th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life every day, 5 days a week. I don't know how to talk, and you guys listen. Today is no different. And, yeah, I was listening to... somebody told me who started listening, and I'm sure you'll write in and you'll say, oh, yeah, it was me. But somebody was telling me that they had listened to all of the episodes that were available and that my feed only goes back to 100. And I was like, no, my feed goes all the way back. And I don't know what I was doing. I was looking at, because I FTP, this, again, I'm being technical, but this is called Geeky Gay, so I mean, whatever. But I FTP my files to my server. And I was looking and I realized that, no, that wasn't it. I was looking, I don't know, it doesn't matter. I was looking at the feed because I'm working on all that Pride 48 stuff. And I was looking at how the feed was set up. And I did realize that indeed the current Geeky Gay feed only goes back to episode 100. And I don't know what happened. I don't know if when I switched... because I wasn't using WordPress originally. I don't even remember. But at some, I think I wasn't using WordPress originally or something like that. And so, I don't know. But I have all the files, so I need to either create a separate feed. It would be too much work to like edit that feed and add all those old episodes in there. But I could create an archive feed or something like that for 1 through 99 or something. Or I could just dump all the files on a page. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if there's enough interest in people. I don't know if I have people clamoring to like, oh my God, we've got to go back and listen to episode 1 through 99. I'm not really sure. But I should do something in all of my free time. Today, by the way, is National Macadamia Nut Day. I just wanted to let everyone know. And I love a macadamia nut. I like white chocolate macadamia cookies. I really like a macadamia nut in a salad. I like it in dessert. But anyway, similar to large evergreens, the macadamia tree grows between 30 and 40 feet high. Although they're native to Australia, most of today's world supply is grown in Hawaii. Yeah. I'm not going to say anything more about macadamia nuts. I think you guys know what macadamia nuts are. So there. So I got a text message from Joe Batance the other day. I don't know if he listens to this or not, but if he does, you know, then he's hearing his name and he'll message me. But he said, "Hey, Mike Lawson is taking off. He's taking a sabbatical because it's so hard to record a podcast, let me tell you." Anyway, Mike Lawson is taking a sabbatical from Catching Up, and I want to know if you want to be his replacement for the next 4 weeks. And I'm a podcasting whore, so I'm like, yes, absolutely, except I'm going to be traveling, and I'm going to be in hotels and stuff like that. And so I was like, well, for about a week and a half, I'm going to be in a hotel, so, you know, we may have to do some weird scheduling things. And I've been trying to get to a point where I can record on my iPad. Wow, I'm like burpy gassy. But anyway, I've been trying to get to that point. And I was like, but I really want a better microphone. So I was thinking about buying some kind of interface. And I've been talking about this forever, you know, but I'm like, I want to make sure that I have a good microphone. And I said, but don't you guys do like a double-ended recording? And he's like, no, we don't do that anymore. All you need to be able to do is Google Hangouts and everything is fine. And so I'm going to have to take my laptop anyway. So this trip, I'm going to be taking my big laptop, my iPad, my work laptop, because it's a work trip. So I'm going to have like multiple laptops and iPad. And then I was like, well, I still want to take my professional mic. So I need to get an interface so I can plug my mic into either my iPad, because I still want to test that out. Because I, for my personal podcast, for this one that I'm recording right now, I do want to get to the point where I can take as little as possible, which means no laptop. I know an iPad is close to the same size as a laptop, and when you add the fact that I'm packing a professional microphone, it probably doesn't make sense. I should probably just take the laptop, but if I'm going to be carrying a professional mic anyway, regardless of whether it's a laptop or an iPad, might as well save a little bit of weight, because my laptop, the good one that I use all the time, is a heavy gaming laptop. So anyway, I just had this big, long discussion with him, and then, and so I'm going to be on catching up. So starting, we're recording this Friday evening, so I don't know what day he specifically releases catching up, but starting on the next episode, it's going to be catching up with Adam and Joe. Only for 4 weeks, while Mike is relaxing or doing whatever it is that he's going to be doing. But so I'm going to be doing that, and I'm going to be in California. And I still haven't purchased my tickets for Seattle. And I was looking today, and they've increased a little bit. So I've got to do that tonight. And I don't know. I mean, I've missed so much work because of various trips and stuff like that. And I know I've said many times that my boss doesn't really care as long as my work gets done. But, I feel like I've missed a lot of work. And so I don't know whether... And there's not going to be a lot to do in Seattle. And like I said, my parents are probably going to sneak it in. They're going to be like, oh, hey, since you're going to be here anyway, why don't we share a room? And I do not want to share a room. I just want to be able to go back to my room, put on some Netflix, whatever, not have to be sharing. I don't like to share a room unless it's Mark. That's it. Not anyone else. I don't want to share a room with my parents. I don't want to share a room with people at Pride 48, although I love everyone at Pride 48. But I don't want to do that. If I want to, I don't know. I don't ever walk around naked, so that's like not a good thing to say. But if I want to buy Whataburger at 2 a.m, and I'm a fat ass now. I've literally probably gained back every bit of weight that I lost. It's such a yo-yo thing. Anyway. So I don't know whether I'm going to, because they had said, oh, you should fly on Saturday from Seattle or from San Francisco to Seattle. And here's our flight number. Why don't you make sure you're on the same flight as well? And I just would like a little bit of independence. Like, I want to rent my own car. I want to have my own room. And I feel like if I get the same ticket as them, that they're going to be like, oh, we could share a rental car. Oh, we could share a room. Oh, we could share. I don't want to share anything. You know, I'm 1% of Arkansas. I can get my own rental car and my own room. Anyway, so I've still got to do all of that, but back to the story about recording catching up. So because of like catching up and thinking about, oh, am I going to be able to record But First, which is, you know, the Big Brother podcast, while I'm out of town, I was like, oh, well, I need to look at audio interfaces. So I went online and I was looking at all these audio interfaces, but it's very hard to choose. And I have so much audio equipment that I could probably piece together what I'm looking for without buying something new. But that's no fun. I mean, why not buy something? So I ended up getting something called an iRig. Now I'm going to forget the name. But it's, I think it's called the Pro Duo 2 or something like that. And it's supposed to be able to hook up to iPad, Windows computer, Mac computer, or Android. It's supposed to be able to hook up to any of those things, and they've got like a lightning cable, a USB cable, and a micro USB or something like that. It's got mixed reviews though, so I'm not really sure if, I don't know, but it looked small enough, and it looked like something that a lot of people use. So, I mean, from like reviews and stuff like that, because it had a lot of reviews, and it did come up on like all the searches on like Sweetwater and all the other music sites and Amazon, and everywhere I went, like this thing came up. But just in case, I found another one that's just an interface for a microphone. So the iRig has, you can do a microphone and you can do like something else. So like I could hook up my iPad. So if I was recording, let's say on the laptop, I could hook the iPad and the microphone up and then plug it into the laptop, and I could have my soundboard and my microphone. But if I was recording on the iPad, I could hook up like the microphone and my cell phone, you know, and play music or voicemails or whatever for my cell phone. But then this other thing is just, it's a pile, and I don't know the name of it, but it's a pile. It's just a XLR to USB interface. So I'm going to try that as well. I don't know. I bought too much stuff, but all right, I'm going to end it here. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many, many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. And Scotty, if you left me a voicemail, because I think you might have, I'll play it soon. All right, see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.